the time goes so fast. It's going to be here sooner than later, isn't it?
Yeah, it flies by. So we're gearing up, and it'll be here before we know it.
No question. You had some news about some of the entertainment for the 2026 fair. It just came out, didn't it?
Yeah, we changed it up a little bit this year on our Friday night concert. We're actually going to have three bands. So El Loco Fandango is a ZZ Top tribute band. Then we'll have Rascal Martinez, who is kind of a local from Stapleton, Nebraska. And then we'll kind of finish it up with Van Zeppelin. So they're kind of a Van Halen, Led Zeppelin tribute band. So we're kind of change it up a little bit, get a little bit different genres out there, and hope we can get everybody there. And you can come out. That concert will probably run at least 5 hours. Mm-hmm. It's $10 this year. So
what'd you say, 10 bucks?
$10.
A $10 bill, and that's it?
Yes.
Wow.
Beer Garden by Citadelli, of mm-hmm. course, and I think we're going to have a great time.
No, no question. You've got two of my band, or a couple of my bands, ZZ Top and Van Halen and Led Zeppelin in there. That enough makes me want to go right there.
Yeah, I think they'll do a great job, and we'll have a good party.
And to have somebody local like Rascal Martinez, who's from the Western Nebraska area, that's pretty cool too.
Yes, and he's a very very good singer. So.
All right, so that's good. That's the plan for July 24th. Once again, outdoors, once again, at the arena, right?
In the outdoor arena, correct.
All right. Anything else with as we get the ball rolling with the Red Willow County Fair for the summer?
Well, the format pretty much stays the same. We're going to have Anthony and the Animals again on Wednesday night, free concert to start off the fair. Thursday night we'll have Will and the Demo Derby, which has been continually gaining more cars all the time and has been putting on a very good show. Mm-hmm. Of course, the concert on Friday, and then Saturday, we're only going to have one performance of the rodeo this year. It'll be Saturday night. There'll be slack Sunday morning, but we're pretty much just going to kind of, everything will be, on our part, will be done on Saturday evening. So we will have Cowboy Church on Sunday morning along with slack, mm-hmm. but we're just kind of mainstreaming things and getting everybody there. So if you do look into those tickets, it's $10. It's going to be a grandstand pass this year. You can go to whichever event you would like for that $10.
Wow. And we'll be talking and promoting that throughout the next couple of months and when the time comes as well. And everything at the food booths, of course. You're going to have a lot of food there. The Methodists will be there, and the Catholic Church booth as well this year?
Yep, the food will be there. We'll get a lineup again. We'll have a nice midway. And along with the carnival, we can't forget them. They'll be here Wednesday through Saturday. Still Moore's Greater Show, and we'll be looking to start getting tickets out and getting things going. So we have a good lineup.
And I take it we're going to be one of those. We've always been one of those locations where people, along with us and a few others, where you can purchase those tickets in advance.
Yep, we'll have them at the same places: M&B Bank, here, Citadelli, and if Ruby's will take us, uh-huh. we will sell them there also.
Okay. Also with the Merchants Building and the folks want to get in the Merchants Building, promote the whatever they do. Is that started getting, probably not yet, the sign up will be coming up soon,
there,
I take it.
The sign up is out on our website, redwillowcountyfair.com. If there's an application there, there are also sponsor applications there also, if you'd like to look into that. I will be making my trek around to talk to businesses here soon, so we're just looking forward to having a great fair and moving forward with the event.
And of course, the fair. When you have a fair, you have the kids and showing all their animals, and that's the most. That's probably number one on the list. Their horse, their cows, their pigs, and sheep and stuff like that.
Yep, 4-H is always a big part of our fair, and they usually kick it off a little earlier. They're usually there a day early. And we've had really good attendance, and the building's open class and the 4-H exhibit hall, they've put on a pretty good show the last few years.
Yeah, the ladies over the extension office, they do a lot with that and really get the ball rolling and do a super job, don't they?
Yes, they do an excellent job at keeping the interest up with the 4-H kids and the leaders that are out there, And I think they bring a lot of great projects to fair.
All right. So anyway, we brought Giles in just to get the ball rolling a little bit here. We're almost to the end of April, of March, getting ready for April. Giles, April, May, June, July will be here.
It will. It's coming quick.
I told Giles, keep doing his rain dances. Whatever. We need to get some rain around here, don't we?
Yeah, we need to. We're tired of putting water on things, so we keep the dust down. So
exactly. A lot of dust. A lot of wind, a lot of dust. And that's, we were just talking about. This maybe a repeat of what we had last spring and summer. Maybe by, if not before April, May, maybe what might be the month.
Let's hope it comes a little earlier. This year. We could really use it all over the place. So
you bet. Again, Red Willow County Fair Facebook page, your website. That's where all the information is at.
Yes, it is. If you need anything there, if not, sure, call me at the fair office. I can explain pretty much whatever you need to know about fair.